we present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 4, While the Cat's Away.
Hello, Southwood Park Manager's Office, Terence Lyne speaking. No, I'm sorry, sir, but Miss Stomach doesn't work here anymore. Oh. Unfortunately, she was abducted last week by a group of mysterious alien life forms. Yeah, very bizarre. They were carrying a banner marked, Welcome Home. Hello, Manager's Office, Terry Lyne speak. Ah, Mr. Attenborough. You'd just like to say how much you've always admired my work. Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't talk. I have a Mr. Morris on the other line. Johnny Millmucker, how goes it?
Well, Terry, as a matter of fact, I'm feeling a bit...
Hello, Terry Lyne's office, Stephanie Stonewick speaking. I mean, Stephanie Stonewick's office, Terry Lyne speaking. I'm afraid Miss Stonewick isn't here right now, but...
Terence, I trust the gallant frigate of Southwood Park is still sailing merrily onward with acting Captain Lyne at the helm. Status A-OK, all systems go, ahead warp factor 5.
Hi, Miss Stonewick. Yeah, everything's fine here, you know, no probs.
Panic over, mate. We'll be off your premises as soon as we've reeled the hose in.
Terence? Who was that?
Just the chief of the fire brigade, Miss Stonewick. It's nothing to worry about. They've cut it out now.
What in heaven's name
is... No. It's nothing serious. We just needed a bit of extra manpower. One of those kids, right. Those kids. Adam caught him trying to feed deadly nightshade to the Bengal tiger. The fire brigade said it was the first time they've had to get a tree out of a cat.
Well, it hurts me to have to say this, Terence, but I'm really quite impressed by your initiative. Huh? You've almost allayed my fears about leaving you and Leonard in charge.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Stonewick. I said you could trust me.
I don't suppose I could possibly have a word with Leonard, could I?
Leonard, Well, no, he's not here right now. So, how's your management conference going?
In what sense exactly is Leonard not there, Terence?
Well, in a sort of being in Germany sense, Miss Stoney. Oh, must stop yakking like this. There's a little boy just pushed his granny into the penguin pool.
Terence, just tell me in precise and meticulous detail exactly what...
Bye, Miss S. Have a good day. See you tomorrow morning. Well, I think that went rather smoothly, all things considered. Now, next dilemma. I wonder if you can lure little old ladies out of the water by throwing fish heads at them.
Bicycle?
Nope.
Backpacker?
Nope.
Bony M cassette?
No. Anyway, that's three words. Although you've reminded me, I did put it in the glove compartment. Shall I just...
No. I cannot believe, Adam, that is the only scrap of Germanic culture that has ever managed to infiltrate your tiny mind. Bony M? What about all the great composers, the philosophers, men of science?
Okay, you're brainy. I have got a question about German culture.
Aye?
If you live in Hamburg and you're a vegetarian, do you still have to call yourself a hamburger, or can you be a veggie burger instead?
After this, Adam, a game of I Spy seems almost profound.
Oh, yeah, it's still your go. Come on.
BMW!
Big Mountainous Woodlands?
No, Adam, behind you, BMW.
Oi, watch it, mate. We're carrying some very delicate cargo here. We can do without lunatics like you on the road.
Adam.
Look at him swerving about all over the place.
Adam, another of the finer points of German society which you evidently fail to assimilate is the one about driving on the right side of the road.
I am. It's him. He's driving on the wrong side.
Now, to be fair, given that you normally succeed admirably in driving on both sides of the road at the same time...
Oh, leave it out. I'm doing me best.
I'm just saying be careful, eh? God only knows what the Germans do with persistent bad drivers. Put them up against Damon Hill in the next Grand Prix, I should think.
Thank you for calling Southwood Park Wildlife Centre. Please leave a message after the bison.
Terence? Terence, it's Stephanie. Terence, pick up the phone. Look, what's going on? I demand to know what's going on. Terence, look, I am not hanging up until you answer me. Terence... Oh, shag it!
Excuse me.
Ah, guten Abend. Und wie kann ich Ihnen helfen?
Adam, I don't suppose you speak any... No, silly question. You don't even speak English very well. We'd like a twin room, beds, yeah, for ein Nacht, night, Nacht, Nacht, for schlafen. Please, bitte.
Ah, Sie brauchen einen Zweibettzimmer, ja, für eine Nacht. Das kommt aus 15,30 Mark. Möchten Sie ein Zimmer mit Malen, mit einem Bad, der Badezimmer, mit Dusche, mit Fernsehen, mit einem Blick aus der See oder nur mit Frühstück und einer Tasse Kaffee?
Ah.
Ja.
Ah, sehr gut. Sie sind aus Zimmer Nummer 17. Bitte sehr.
Danke.
Tja, we better go and phone Terry. Is there a telephone here? You know, ring, 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 hello, hello.
Ah, natürlich, darüber.
Ja, danke.
Oh, and by the way, Gareth Southgate couldn't score on a string fella's head night. Dumb God.
Miss Stonewick, I'm really, really, truly, incredibly sorry, but what happens here is... Adam noticed in the small ads of the Keeper's Gazette that the Frankfurt Zoo had a female polar bear on heat. And they were even offering a substantial monetary incentive to anyone who could come forward and impregnate her. So, me and Leonard thought, well, why don't we do it? I mean, obviously not do it personally, but we took a sample in a test tube, and since you're always telling us to use our initiative, Miss Stonewick, we were only trying to help, although on reflection it was probably a mistake letting Adam read the map, because he mistook a bit of spilt mulligatawny soup for the Austro-German border. And, you know, after that, things kind of went downhill, so to speak. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I just should prostrate myself before her and commit Harry Carey with the letter opener. Okay, here goes. Miss Stonewick, it's me, Terry. Don't shoot. Hello, Miss Stonewick. You're not behind the filing cabinet waiting to ambush me, are you? I bet that's the kind of stuff they teach on those management skills courses. All that running through the woods playing paintball. Miss Stonewick? Oh, another message on the machine.
Terence, Miss Stonewick... Change of plan. Course leader requests my stay on an extra day for employer-stroke-employee hands-on direct approach role-playing scenario. Estimated time of arrival now, 10 a.m. Thursday morning. Oh, and remember, you can always contact me on the mobile. Oh, Giles. Oh. Oh, forget the champagne, you brute. Just come over here and, unzip my portfolio case.
Okay, I reckon we're here. Just by the inky fingerprint and down a bit from the mulligatawny soup.
So we need to drive down through here, across the Moselle River, through Wiesbaden, yep, and past the... What does an orange square mean?
I think... Yeah, that means there were bits of carrot in the mulligatawny soup.
Yes, well, I reckon we could do it all in a day. We'll be in Frankfurt by late evening. We can hand over the specimen, and if all goes according to plan, still be in time to catch the last plane home. Right. Have you got all your belongings together?
Towels, soap, shower gel, stationery, and a little chocolate off the pillow. Yep, that's everything. Oh, bathrobe.
Oh, Adam. You don't by any chance suffer from kleptomania, do you?
Oh, I don't know. Is that serious? Can they give you anything for it?
6 months, usually, with time off for good behaviour.
To this time.
God knows.
Well, go and see, George. Trevor MacDonald keeps going on about those lunatic psychopaths posing as social workers to prey on unsuspecting housewives late at night.
I am trying to cut my toenails, Maureen.
Well, they're not going to suddenly put on a spurt and knock all the ornaments off the mantelpiece, are they, dear? In the 5 minutes that it'll take you to see who's at the door.
Oh, anything for a quiet life. Bogus social worker's my foot. I'd worry more if it was a genuine social worker.
Hello, Dad.
Ah, boy.
It's Terry, Dad. Is Mum around?
Upstairs. She was a bit anxious about your being a lunatic psychopath.
Oh, yeah. So she sent you down armed with a pair of toenail clippers. Like Cranby Close, the Bronx of West Yorkshire.
Maureen, it's your our son.
So, Dad, how are you both? Is business good?
Ah, you know how it is with dentistry. Drill, drill, drill. And I take it you're still performing your usual glamorous duties, picking bits of muck out of some stinking animal's wrinkly hide.
Oh, yeah, it could be worse. I could be Leslie Joseph's personal beautician. Anyway, I've got much more responsibility this week.
Ah, yes, yes. What are you now, Chief Halibut Chucker to the Sea Lion Fraternity?
No. I'm in charge, actually, of the zoo. Huh? The whole zoo.
Mm. Terry, love, how are you? What a lovely... What a surprise. We've not seen you since... Well,
since we kicked him out for temporarily housing a venom-spurting sea urchin in the downstairs bog.
Yes.
I told you, it's not dangerous to humans. It just causes a minor skin irritation.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that I can now use public transport again without being reported for contravening the public decency law.
Oh, there's no need to go on about it, George. So, Terry, what brings you here so late? Oh, don't tell me you've been evicted from another bedsit.
No. It's just a 2-week warning this time. Listen, I wanted to ask you a favour, actually. Mum, you know you're a really good cook.
Yeah?
Thing is, we're a bit short-staffed at work. Well, very short-staffed, to be honest.
I don't like the sound of this.
There isn't any way you could see yourself preparing food for the animals tomorrow morning, is there? It's not difficult. It doesn't involve any mucking out or anything.
Oh, this is a rather strange request, love. Well, if you'd maybe given me a little more advance warning, I could have knocked up a quick something or other from my Gary Rhodes menus for all occasions.
No! Not this time, boy. No, 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 no. Nine, non, niet, nix. Nope. Simple as that.
Oh, all right then, Terry.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I spy with my little eye.
Oh, look, we're almost there. Do we have to keep on playing this?
I could put Boney M on again. Ra, ra, Rasputin, Russia's greatest...
No, all right, you win. I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Tree.
Aye.
Oh, do try, Mr. McCann. That was far too easy. You're not allowed to have tree.
I do beg your pardon. I didn't realise I was playing against a member of the International I Spy with My Little Eye regulatory body.
Well, you'll go again. To a proper one this time.
Oh, as you wish. I spy with my little... Ah! It might help if you use at least one of your little eyes to spy the road once in a while.
Come on, it's still your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... P.C.
Oh, Mr. McCann, it's obviously police car. You're just not trying. Oh, hey, look, he's waving. Guten Tag, officer.
Achtung! This is the Federal Police Force. Slow down your vehicle and pull over into the side of the road. Do not attempt to resist arrest.
Oh, great, Leonard, what do I do?
Slow down and pull over. To the right.
Do as we say. It is a serious offence to run a police patrol vehicle off the road.
Oh, sorry. I got my shoelace caught on the pedal. Oh, I think he's got a gun in his pocket.
Aye, well, he's obviously not just pleased to see us, is he? Officer, we meant no sort of,
You will now excite your vehicle.
No! You mean exit our vehicle, officer. Sorry to be picky,
Adam,
but...
just do as he says!
Flat against the car! Schnell, schnell! Spread your legs! Eva, frisk the suspects.
They are clean.
I am charging you with reckless driving, exceeding the speed limit, and attempting to obstruct a law enforcement vehicle in the course of its intended duty. Empty your pockets.
Ah, law. This appears to be a cleverly disguised piece of plastic explosive.
No, it's soap. It's just a bit of soap I nicked from the hotel.
Ah, theft as well, eh? Have you anything to say in your defense?
Adam, do not utter another word until we have a solicitor present.
I weren't looking at the road. I'm sorry. We were too busy playing I Spy.
Adam! Eva, the handcuffs. Now, British spies, into the car. You come with us. And remember, we have ways of making you talk.
If you only had ways of making him shut up!
Waiter? 150 kilogram fruit salad for Mr. Antelope in stable of 7. Coming through.
All right, give me time to get my breath back. Promise you one thing, I'll never be rude to a pizza delivery boy again. You're actually enjoying this, aren't you, Maureen?
Well, it makes a change from the Bridge Circle wine and cheese. Right, now, the big cat.
Now, don't tell me. Could I possibly knit down to Sainsbury's for 86 tins of whiskers and a jumbo-sized meow mix?
Just says pig here.
Well, I'll have a look in this chill cabinet, shall I? Ah, yes. Tray of ice cubes, walls Viennetta, small bag of petit pois, and one very large, very deceased pig in a plastic sack. Does the microwave have a pig setting, darling?
Oh, I suppose we just leave it to thaw for a while.
Well, don't leave it too long, dear. By the looks of them, these customers won't just wave their napkins if their food doesn't arrive soon. Oh, and can we do those monkeys next? I'm sick of them thrusting their wretched bottoms at me.
Well, just have to wait their turn. That's no way to go about attracting the kitchen staff's attention.
No, maybe not. Although, you've never actually read Michael Winner's restaurant column, have you, dear?
I will ask you one more time. What is in the tube?
Oh, you honestly don't want to know, officer.
I do want to know. I very much want to know. Are you trying to tell me what I do and do not want to know, Mr. Dry Lions on the Shirt, you three may still gleaming English pig dog?
No.
Tell me what is in the tube. Is it a raw material for intercontinental bacteriological warfare?
Oh, Lumi, no. It's just some polar bears. Leonard, you're the one with the phrase book.
And which section do you suggest I try first, Adam? At the youth hostel? Camping and caravanning? Making new friends? Strangely, I can't find the chapter on reproductive processes of Antarctic mammals.
Officer, we don't know the word for it.
Ah, can you not perhaps mime?
Probably not without being charged under some other law, no.
It's for making baby polar bears with a big syringe inside the...
The Fraulein.
And we were in a bit of a hurry, late, because I lost the tube. But I put it in the minibar to keep cool, see.
In the tube? That is to make babies? It comes from the...
From the department in which Herr Hitler was unsufficiently endowed, yes.
And you are, how you say, hurry to fertilise?
Yes. See, I knew learning a foreign language would be a waste of time.
Well then, in that case, why on earth did you not say so? Herr Attenborough, Herr Bellamy, they are my idols.
Oh.
See, I never really wanted to be a petty-minded, vindictive thug taking perverse delight in the misfortunes of others.
No.
What I really wanted was to work in a zoo, tending the animals, stroking the little baby monkeys, burying my nose in their soft, warm, fluffy fur. Go on, hurry off with you. That stuff in the tube, it won't keep forever.
You mean we're free to go?
Oh, thank you, officer. Thank you. That's really, really nice of you.
All right. There's no need to rub it in.
No, like I said, we got a big syringe for that.
Adam!
Right, George, while you're scraping the algae out of the aquarium, I'll make a start clipping that koala bear's claws.
Well, why can't
we... No, George, we can't swap. I've seen you cutting your toenails. That bed ends up looking like someone's been peeling potatoes in it. Jerry!
Oh, he's round the back, dear. Look, can we get back to work? I don't trust that locum with a running saw, let alone running my dental practice. You know what happened last time? When he turned the x-ray machine up too high.
Oh, I don't see what Mr. Arundel had to complain about. His teeth came up lovely and bright.
They glowed in the dark, Maureen. Half an hour, okay? Then we're calling it a day. Any longer and you'll turn into Joy Flaming Adamson.
I'll get it. Southwood Park, manager's office. Miss Stonewick. No, I'm afraid not. Now, apparently she's running around the Scottish Highlands shooting Dulux weather shield at sad men in suits. Oh, I see. Oh, you're Miss Stonewick. Oh, yes. Hello. Oh, me. No, I'm Maureen. Terry's mother. The thing is...
Good grief. Someone who can actually stop Maureen getting a word in edgeways.
I wonder if she can be hired out on an hourly basis.
Miss Stonewick, yes, I do hear and understand your worry that Southwood's carefully structured staffing hierarchy is being, to paraphrase you, well and truly whittled on. And I'm sorry I answered your telephone, but Terry is very busy, and all the other keepers are still in Germany.
In gerbils! Yeah, yeah, they're in gerbils, up to their necks in the furry blighters. Unexpected explosion in the rodent population, you see, and, well, it was pretty lucky they made it back from Frankfurt first thing this morning, really, what with all that going on.
Well, I must say it was very decent of Jürgen giving us a police outrider all the way to Frankfurt.
Yeah, and I'm sure he realised it was an accident when I knocked him off his motorbike.
Passenger Benz, would passenger Benz travelling to Reykjavik on flight PP21 please note that flight PP21 is actually bound for Los Angeles. Thank you.
Hey, 15,000 Deutschmark just for a little tube of... Well, I mean... Hey, my Uncle Jack gave a donation to the clinic and they only paid him a tenner.
Give your ticket to the lady, Adam.
Mind you, he has made nearly 500 quid since 1986. How long have we got before the plane takes off?
Hours. I'd better phone Terry again, let him know when we land.
Okay, I'll be over there looking around the souvenir shop. I just remembered it's me mum's birthday the day after tomorrow, so I thought I'd get her something traditionally German.
Now there's a nice idea, laddie.
And I've seen some really great T-shirts on the stall by the gents. Luke... Mein Zona war aus Frankfurt gegangen and all er gab mich war dieses lousy T-shirt.
Okay, but for goodness sake, don't go getting yourself lost.
Passenger Ferguson, would passenger Ferguson travelling club class to Ibiza please make herself known to the lost property staff as her children Beatrice and Eugene have still not been claimed.
Hello, Terry. Terry, ah, thank goodness I caught you. We've handed over the stuff and collected the money, so we'll need a car from the airport at 8 a.m. tomorrow. You'll be there? No, I'm not asking you, Terry. I'm telling you, you'll be there. Better go. One of those big German policemen is muttering into his walkie-talkie and fingering his gun. We've already been arrested once this trip. Oh, did I not tell you? Oh, how careless of me. Sorry, it's a bad line, Terry. 8 a.m., remember?
Passenger Farquhar Cholmondeley Fotheringay, would passenger Farquhar Cholmondeley Fotheringay please notify the arrivals desk as his taxi driver's placard is causing an obstruction. Thank you.
Oh, don't worry, I'm an experienced avian handler. No need to call the RSPB.
Hey, Mr. McCann, what do you think of my cuckoo clock?
Eh? Oh.
Do you think she'll like it?
Does she have a criminal record for malicious noise pollution?
Don't think so. Hey, ain't it cool? Precision made to the highest specifications of German engineering. The bloke in the kiosk said Vorsprung duck technique and all that.
Well, we've still got 2 hours before check-in. I'm going to get some more kip.
Me too. Hey, look, I can even set the alarm so we don't miss our flight.
Passengers Pilly and McCann, would passengers Pilly and McCann please proceed immediately, repeat immediately, to departure gate 5.
Adam, oi, Adam.
Ma'am.
Passengers Pilly and McCann, final call.
Oh, someone's going to miss their plane.
Hey, it's us. Come on, stir your stumps, lad, or young Terry will be sat at Manchester Airport until the cows come home.
Oh, that's a point. When does Miss Stonewick get back? She won't be happy if she finds us not there.
Oh, come on. Terry says her flight's due in at 9 a.m. We're landing at 8. So if with a bit of luck, we shall be back at Southwood, changed into our overalls, and halfway through the morning feed by the time she turns up.
And if we're not? If she finds out we've been off work for the last 3 days?
Well then, laddie, we'd best pray that paintball hasn't given her a lust for armed combat. Come on!
Excuse me, mate. The flight from Frankfurt. Which arrivals gate is it?
Frankfurt, yeah...
Which gate is it?
Should be one leaving in about half an hour, mate.
No, I don't want to go to Frankfurt.
Well, in that case, mate, I wouldn't get on the flight. Some people, eh?
Listen, Pond Life, I wish to know the arrivals gate for the 8 a.m. flight from Frankfurt. in order that I might rendezvous with my two colleagues who recently visited that aforementioned German city and donated 10 centilitres of polar bear's bodily fluids to the good citizens of Deutschland. Kindly enlighten me as to where I might meet them.
Gate 14 delayed 30 minutes. But, whoa, man, that's some bad trip you're having.
This is a passenger announcement. Will the owner of the red Mini left in the customer car park please move it at once, along with the black fishnet stockings and the lacy basque. Thank you.
Leonard, Adam, over here.
Oh, Terry.
Hi, Mr. Lyon. We were delayed. A volatile wind situation, the pilot said. I mean, you'd think they'd make him suck some Rennies or something.
Have you got your bags? Okay. Quick, the car's outside. We'll really have to get a shift on to be back before Miss Stonewick.
She isn't on British Midland BM-58 from Aberdeen, is she?
Why?
Only it says on that board over there that flight BM-58 has landed 10 minutes ahead of schedule.
Which board? It must be a mistake. They never land early.
There, that board, Terry. That board. The one behind that tall, skinny woman in the long fur coat.
You mean the tall, skinny woman in the long fur coat who looks like Miss Stonewick?
Yeah.
Chances are she's got a taxi waiting. Okay, you two take the bags to the car and start the engine. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, Adam, drive back to the zoo. Pinkerton, Daniels, Bob and Barbara Bolton, Stonewick. Oh, excuse me, mate.
Sir?
Car for Stonewick, yeah? That's me.
You're Miss Stephanie Stonewick?
Stefan. Stefan Stonewick. Just come back from Frankfurt. I'm German, see? You know, ich bin ein Binliner and all that. Now listen, I need to get to Southwood Park Wildlife Centre.
Well, that's all very well, sir, but there's a roadblock outside the airport gates. Looks like a security alert.
Oh, right. Wait here. Oi, mate, can you please explain what's going on? Excuse me. Oh, God, not you again. Oh. Hello, Earth-calling subhuman life form.
Oh, yeah. Hey, looks like a suspicious package, mate. On board one of the aircraft. Old place is being sealed off.
For goodness sake, it's probably just an airline meal or something.
Don't think so, mate. Head of security says it's ticking.
Would all passengers please remain in the concourse area? Terminals will be reopened as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, this is all we need. Right, whatever you do, don't let her see you.
Too late, look.
Oh, no!
Like a cougar moving in for the kill.
Terence, Leonard, Adam.
Oh, Miss Stonewick, we're really sorry.
Oh, what a marvellous display of staff loyalty. You didn't need to come and meet me, you know. I had a limo waiting. Not that I could find it anywhere. I mean, talk about shoddy service.
You're not angry with us?
Oh, not at all. So long as I know my zoo is in capable hands... Hold it. If all three of you are here, then exactly whose capable hands is my zoo in?
Well, Miss Stonewick, I know this sounds feeble, but my mum and dad are...
Your parents? You've left one of the country's premier tourist attractions in the care of two suburban dentists.
It's not as bad as it sounds, Miss Stonewick. They've been practically running the place for the last 2 days anyway.
Ah. Now, Terry, somehow I don't think you should have said that.
I can see I'm going to get an opportunity to practice my new employee discipline skills sooner than I anticipated.
Oh, it's not fair, this. Everything was so carefully planned out, and then just because of some stupid pilot leaving his luggage on the plane... Oh, and now look, on top of everything, I can't even find me hold all.
You know, Leonard, I've got a nasty sinking feeling about this.
Oh, what can I give me mum for her birthday now?
Here, watch your back, mate. They're about to do a controlled explosion.
All clear. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
You've been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barham, starring Peter Serafino, which is Terry, with Chris Emmett as Leonard, Geraldine Fitzgerald as Maureen, Jeff McGiven as George, and Richard Pierce as Adam. Joanna Munro played Stephanie, and Wayne Forrester, the German hotelier. Other characters were played by members of the cast. The programme was produced by Richard Wilson.